479-8178.
A new poll just released shows President Obama's approval ratings are continuing to slip. The nation's still captivated by the healthcare tug of war. And yet it's break time on the Hill. What's going to happen in the fall? Will people march on the Capitol? Can you imagine? Cash for Clunkers is DOA as of 8 o'clock Eastern time on Monday night. Apparently over the weekend, some people wanted to take advantage of Cash for Clunkers, but at what cost to ultimately our coffers when we are struggling to keep our heads above water in this country? Speaking of that, Afghanistan, things are seriously deteriorating in the American public. Definitely fed up as the numbers there also switch. Not a lot of support across the country. Just slightly over 51% saying they do not approve of the invasion in Afghanistan. I think it's because people are weary of it. It's been 8 years. And now on the heels of that, there are cries of election fraud in Afghanistan. Election for a president that we helped to try to keep things running smoothly by having our soldiers help at many of the ballot places, etc. Now there are a lot of allegations of the stuffing of ballot boxes. Hamid Karzai, who is the current president, might not be the next guy in the door. His closest challenger may actually go at it against Karzai in a runoff election. We'll see ultimately what's decided upon there. And as I said, still cries over what to do with health care abound from coast to coast and everywhere in between, as I like to say. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you enjoyed your weekend as we swing into yet another week. For many, this is a school week. Kids are going back to school across the nation. Some still have an extra week or two, depending if you're in the East Coast, et cetera, and you start after Labor Day. But many are already back in school, are getting ready to go back to school this Monday. So on the Sunday talk show circuit, it's always interesting, politics, politics, and more politics. I call it the Sunday swirl. And what happened in the swirl? Senator Charles Grassley sat down with Bob Schieffer, CBS, and he talked about the death panels. Remember, what he said last week was widely played all over the place, and he was hung in effigy on many, many shows for his stance on that one clause in that House bill that many people are disputing, the end-of-life discussion, as we've called it on this show, and it seems so ghoulish to so many people, and it is ghoulish, right? I think of the person in a nursing home who doesn't have anyone around them. They outlived everybody, and they're all alone, and they're going to have this discussion. I personally don't like it, and if it's a case of it was worded incorrectly, then the language needs to be changed. But, you know, my thoughts on that, the three House bills, half of them are so convoluted. Who can really decipher what it is anyway? We need to hire Nick Cage to go in and go through the encryptions for us like he did in National Treasure and figure out what they're talking about. So here's what Grassley had to say about the so-called death panels in the comments.
Well, that's not my goal or Senator Conrad's goal. We want bipartisanship because it is very, very important. The president has told me a lot of times he wants bipartisanship. And part of the problem is you get conflicting signals out of the White House. Like a week ago on one of these Sunday programs, the Secretary of HHS was on and said maybe a public option wouldn't be necessary. And then in a couple days, the president gets hit from the left and he says it's very, very important. So it would help if we would not get conflicting views from the White House.
All right, so public option, conflicting views. Chuck Grassley laying in the weeds over comments last week popping up when he was asked about that. Here ultimately is what Senator John McCain said when he was on ABC. He did a sit down with George Stephanopoulos, which I actually thought was pretty good. They kicked around Sarah Palin in the death panels, also talked about Afghanistan. Here is a little bit of that, a slice of healthcare.
There was a provision in the bill that talks about a board that would decide the most effective measures to provide health care for people, okay? Now, we had amendments, we Republicans, and said that in no way would that affect the decisions that the patients would make and their families. That was rejected by the Democrats in the Health Committee.
So what does that lead to?
Doesn't that lead to a possibility, at least opens the door to a possibility of rationing and decisions made such are made in other countries?
Boy, every single independent group that looked at it said it just wasn't true.
Well, then why did the Democrats turn down our amendments that clarified that none of the decisions that would be made by this board would in any way affect the depriving of the of needed treatments for patients? I don't know why they did that then.
So you think Sarah Palin was right?
Oh, look, I don't think they were, quote, death panels. Don't get me wrong. I don't think. But on the best treatment procedures part of the bill, it does open it up to decisions being made as far that should be left, those choices left to the patient and the individual. That's what I think is pretty clear, which was a different section of the bill.
All right, and I agree pretty much with McCain's assessment of that and how he spelled it out. It makes complete sense to me. And we go back to the language and how it's interpreted and ultimately now what's happened. I think that people are fed up. Are you fed up, America? Are you just tired of the current system? Would you rather see smaller government? Would you rather see three parties? You know, let's shake things up. Something is not working, and hasn't been working for some time in Washington. And what ultimately we're seeing, whether it's through the talk shows, whether it's through the town hall meetings, I think people have had it. I think people are fed up. Some people that have talked to me feel like, oh, there's going to be a revolt, a revolution. I don't think it's a revolution. I don't think that people are running out the street with their guns and they're ready to start shooting people. I don't think that's the case, or to march on Washington in that way. Do I think people should march on Washington in a peaceful way? Absolutely. Let's overrun Washington, because that will make the statement. I've said it many, many times. You want to see action, threaten the politician with the loss of their job. If they don't think they're going to get reelected, that's when things start to change. You see Senator Arlen Specter as the guy who goes out most of the time now to these various town hall meetings, because he hasn't had just one. He's had a couple of them. And he's getting massacred by the people. They're frustrated. In the current polls, the guy who's running against him has a bigger lead, is right there. This is a guy who's been a senator in Pennsylvania for a very long time. This is the guy who flip-flopped and changed parties again. That's how desperately I think he wanted to stay as the senator in that state, but I don't think it's going to work for him. People are tired of the same old, and it goes across both parties. We're seeing this log jam, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Healthcare reform, what we've seen happen with the economy. Now what we're seeing with Social Security, the word breaks at the tail end of last week that Social Security, they're not going to be able to have any of cost of life increases, and there's so many people that depend on that money to pay for their prescription drugs through Medicaid and the Medicare system. Oh, are you fed up? What would you like to see happen with the government? Would you rather see a third party? Would you rather see less government control instead of more? Doesn't it seem like every day we're getting more government rammed down our throats? 800-259-5791.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Speaking of Senator Spector, he's calling for hearings on end-of-life care guide, some kind of it for veterans. So he's trying to turn it around because he knows he is dancing on a thin line to be elected again as senator in Pennsylvania. So much so he flipped parties. Remember, I'm disgusted with the GOP. Now I'm a Democrat again, and it's not looking good for him. Here's the number if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the things that we've talked about. 800-259-5791. What's the most frustrating thing for you? Is it the health care, and has that just been the tip of the iceberg? I think it is, but I think there are other things behind it. It's interesting, too. You look at Harry Reid, and Harry Reid right now is having his own problems because he's got an election coming up. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is the local paper in Las Vegas, of course, in Nevada, and in Nevada, it's a big paper, it showed that Danny Tarkanian is actually leading Harry Reid by 49% to 38%. And Tarkanian is a relatively unknown. Now, he's a former basketball player for the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. His father, Jerry Tarkanian, was a famous coach, but he announces his candidacy. People are fed up with what they're seeing from Reid, and it's starting to show already. And this is just a poll, and it's, you know, one poll, but he's going to have to make up the difference there. If, and he's one of the top Democrats in Congress, he's extremely vulnerable. We're seeing these numbers, these sagging numbers that are starting to surface when some of these Democrats are facing some tough questions from their own constituents on health care reform proposals. So, you know what? People that are card-carrying members sometimes of their own party are saying, you know, forget about it. You keep hearing that, oh, it's the crazies, it's the right-wing nutbags at these meetings. It's not. There are plenty of Democrats that are there as well that are just as frustrated. Ryan in St. Louis, you have the floor. Thanks for the jingle.
I was just calling about the health care issue.
Yeah.
Several years ago, I had an opportunity to work and live in the former Soviet Union for like 6 years. And to me, it's the biggest example of the failure of big government in the whole history of the world. I mean, the hospitals there, they were a joke. I mean, I literally went into the hospital to try to visit somebody, and people, the medical personnel were drunk in the hallways dancing and partying. And basically it's because, you know what? They worked for the government. They didn't have to answer to the patient. They were getting paid the same, you know, there was no privatization of the healthcare there. It was just all the government. I think you can look at that example right there and see that big government doesn't work.
Right, and I agree with you.
It's not accountable to anybody. They take the place of the conscience of people, and, you know, of being accountable to the small people in life.
That's right, and that's why, you know, we live in a capitalistic society. So, okay, people argue, well, then it's about money, and if you have more money. But that's not always necessarily true, because if there's more competition and more things are offered, then exactly what you just said, what happens is people do have more choice. So if you really screw up and you do a bad job, people are going to leave your health care if they can and jump on a different one and go with Blue Cross Blue Shield or Aetna or whoever. If you just have one option for the people, then it's like you have in a communist country, or you have the problems of Canada. That's another example. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, to me, America has always been for the little guy. And even the little guy can make it in America. I mean, I drive a truck and I pastor a small country church. You know, I can't afford health care, but I'd rather live the way I'm living than trust my welfare, my family's welfare, into the hands of people I don't even know, who don't even basically care about the little guy. I think that's what the American people want. We want a system that will watch out for the little guy. You know, there's people, we just want to live our lives and raise our families and not cause anybody any trouble. You know, we're peaceful people. And, you know, just to me, it's a shame, because to see the system going the way it's going, can we look at some of these other nations and try to learn a lesson?
Yeah, well said. Thanks for the call. You call us again. Great call.
Yeah, you have a good one, man.
You too. 800-259-5791. I agree with him. America is about the little guy. That's what I think, because as many callers have said to us before, here's the thing. The way our society's set up, where it's supposed to feel, is, you know, give us your tired, your poor, your hungry, everything else. Because once you come to America, you have a chance. Talk to somebody who is a legal citizen here, who's come from someplace else and had it rough. And they feel so blessed beyond belief to have become an American citizen and to be able to take advantage of what America has to offer. The land of opportunity. That's what we want America, I think most of us. We just want a chance. We want a chance to be able to make it. And we don't want to be dictated to. And more it's starting to feel that way. It feels like the choices, that's what it is. The choices are starting to close in on us. The idea that you had that choice before, sadly, there's a feeling of some of that, I think, slipping away. And that's that frustration, ultimately, that's bubbling over with so many. And that's why I'm glad people in these polls, it's starting to show, wow, so Harry Reid, you just assumed you could get elected again, but the status quo isn't flying, even with some people in your own party. Because the poll, it was across the board, not Republicans. There were others that, independents, et cetera, Democrats, that don't want to see Reid back. So ultimately, he's going to have some work to do to change the attitude around in Nevada. And you know, maybe too late. Healthcare really struck a nerve with so many. It's not just card-carrying conservative GOPers. It keeps, you know, it amazes me because you keep hearing that. But I don't believe that's true. I've talked to enough people that are independent. I've talked to enough people that are Democrats that are just as fed up, just as frustrated. And there are going to be, I think it would be very strange, but there could be some big changes in some of the elections coming up because, you know, here you have a Democratic, all the way across the board, Democratic president, et cetera, and the game pieces are controlled by the Democrats. But some of the disenfranchised Democrats and independents could turn some of the pieces over in elections that are coming up in November and or coming up a year from now. And if things continue the way they are, you could have a real big flip, I think. All right, so you know the numbers, 800-259-5791. I mentioned this before. I want to make sure I jump to this. There's a new report that's out by, oh, yes, my favorite, the ACLU and the Human Rights Watch. And what they're saying is more than 200,000 school kids were actually victims of corporal punishment in the 2006-2007 academic year. That's the most they could get. They couldn't get last year's. So they're talking about the states like Tennessee is one of 20 states where physical discipline is legal. So kids could be paddled, and if a disabled kid could be paddled. And the numbers are interesting, I think. In Texas, these are the states with the highest levels of corporal punishment. And the numbers of students punished, okay, keep in mind this is one academic year. In Texas, almost 50,000 kids. In Mississippi, 38,000. In Alabama, 33. Arkansas, 22,000. I mean, I'm rounding these numbers. Georgia, 18,000. I mentioned Tennessee, 14,000. Oklahoma, 14,000. Louisiana, 11,000. 80. Florida's 7,100, let's say. Missouri, 5,200. So it made me think, wow, first of all, corporal punishment, I'm thinking, when do you ever hear about that? What do they call corporal punishment? Paddling, a little waffle in the behind? You know, how old are these kids that you're talking about? And the ACLU is calling foul on this. But as I said, there are 20 states where it's legal. Is it? It's a great fair or foul question. Some of you have raised kids. Some of you are raising kids. How do you feel about the teacher being able to swat your kid? Is that a good thing or is that a very bad thing? 800-259-5791.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
A bunch of emails. We're going to go to the emails. The mail coming up here on America Tonight. Hello, Kate Delaney, hanging with you here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. That's where you can deposit your 2 cents or through the snail mail as well. Jim is listening to us across the... Whoops, we missed Jim. Jim, if you call in, I promise we'll give you a free pass. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Talking about a couple of different things, including, obviously, healthcare and the reaction to it, and the fact that so many of us, I think, across the United States are just flat-out frustrated with the people that are our elected officials. And some of those people who thought they might have been untouchable and have been around for a very long time find themselves in unfamiliar territory, like Senator Harry Reid and Senator Arlen Specter. Their re-election bids are definitely shaky. So there is no status quo, I think, from the American people. It doesn't matter what party you are. Frustration is frustration, however you cut it, however you slice it. And I think that it'll be interesting to see some of these longtime lawmakers, whether or not they'll still be there at the end of the day once their time is up and they've got to go to the people and get those votes, and how the health care crisis is being handled, the so-called health care reform, and the way people are being treated at town hall meetings and, you know, the other side of the town hall meetings, I think is going to bite. a lot of people. Here's something that we talked about last week, and in fact, I threw the Scottish minister into the dungeon. I was so frustrated over this whole Lockerbie thing. And this is just kind of a follow-up to what we were talking about last week, but the flip side of this is Scotland's government continues to defend itself against the criticism over the decision to release Al-Megrahi, the Libyan convicted of killing 270 people in that 88 airline bombing, the Pan Am Flight 103. Horrible. I still can remember those pictures without even looking at the reprints currently that are out there because the story is a big story. So he's released. He's terminally ill. He's got prostate cancer. He returns to Libya. It's like a hero's welcome. People are chanting his name, screaming. He is greeted as the long-lost friend of the nation. So the FBI director, our FBI director, Robert Mueller, sent a letter, which he should have, to Scotland's government, and saying that it would give comfort to terrorists all over the world by releasing a guy like Al-Megrahi. And a lot of people have expressed outrage over the release of a guy who was convicted and, you know, throw away the key, was supposed to die in prison. How is there a compassion for somebody who killed so many Americans, so many families ripped apart? And then something else broke that in England, the British lawmakers were saying that they had concern about a souring of relations between London and Washington over the issue because Gordon Brown's name came up. So it was sort of like, oh, let's not throw him in there as to what he knew. I agree that this is a setback for anti-terrorism. And you look at Libya, and where does this put the United States in Libya? Certainly in Nowhereville, because how do you reach out to Libya when you've got this meeting with Muammar Gaddafi marking the first anniversary of a whole bunch of other things happening with Italy? They've got an immigration accord, and they're trying to make nice. So this whole thing of releasing him, it was just dirty business, dirty pool. You know, you've got to remember, just think of this. Think of the plane, the kids that were blown up, et cetera. And you look at finally being convicted in 2001. That's how long it took, 2001. So he was convicted on evidence from a shopkeeper who identified him as having bought a shirt and scraps, which were found around the bomb. That's what they found around the bomb. He keeps saying, or has maintained, that he is innocent. But last week, Al-Megrahi dropped his appeal. And of course he dropped his appeal because he knew he was going to be released on compassionate grounds. So the British and the Scottish are saying they don't have a deal with Libya. They didn't have any kind of a deal to free the Lockerbie bomber in return for access to oil and gas in that country. But it certainly doesn't bode well when you have Muammar Gaddafi thanking the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and Queen Elizabeth II for encouraging the Scottish government to take their decision. And of course, what do they do? Buckingham Palace denies it. Downing Street denies it. But I don't know. I'm from the school of where there's smoke, there's fire. All right, since I got so many emails, I want to make sure that I squeeze a bunch of them in. Coming up, we have News You Can Abuse, This Day in History, and birthdays, too. We got to lighten the load. Everything's always so serious, right? So we'll have a little fun on the flip side. But let's head to the mail, shall we?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. This one from Scotty B. Scotty B. says, Kate, I heard you talking about Afghanistan. You go, girl. You are completely right. What in the H are we doing there? I'm a military man. I served in Vietnam. I'm proud to say I served in Vietnam. I feel so sorry for the wave of youngsters behind me who are spilling their blood over a country where I think, as you put it, there is no end game. We tip our cap to you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for the note. You spelled it out exactly how I feel. There are just gnawing details in this whole Afghanistan thing. Whoops. Okay, now we're where we're really supposed to be because, gee, we shouldn't have spent all that time in Iraq, according to Obama. So now we're moving on and investing more troops and more time in Afghanistan. But tell me, ultimately, what benefits are we reaping and what's going to happen there? And we see already that we've boondoggled this election, and Hamid Karzai might not even be the president again. It might be a runoff, might be somebody else. So there are challenges as to what happened last Thursday in the election, saying they were jimmy-rigged and ballot boxes were stuffed. Here's one from Tim T. Tim T. says, Kate, hey, I'm a new listener to your show. I like it. I like the fact that you mix in sports and other things as well. In the healthcare debate, and you were just talking about it, I think it's great that these polls are showing that some of the old standbys may fall in their elections. Let this be a lesson to other politicians that they need to pay attention to the people that they represent. And I say, hear, hear, bravo, absolutely. That's the point. Pay attention to the people you represent. Yes, you're not going to please all the people all of the time, but we could sure use some straight talk. What about the little guy? What about, Joe Lunchbox out there and his family? Somehow that's all getting lost in the sauce, and that's what it really feels like to me. Here's one from Sarah. Sarah says, hello, Kate. I've been listening to your show now for 6 months, and I have to say I thoroughly enjoy it. I agree with you on Afghanistan. It was interesting you played that sound from the Admiral. I happened to catch the Admiral on CNN. I think you mentioned that he was on a bunch of different talk shows. And to me, while I respect what he had to say and respect the fact that he was out there pumping the war, I truly believe in the court of public opinion, Americans are not, for the most part, on board with Afghanistan and who gets hurt as a result. Well, who gets hurt as a result? We're talking about spending a lot of money there, but to me, it's not so much about the money. It's about the men and the women that are serving, that have families, that are stretching their budgets, that don't see their kids, that, you know, that are young, that haven't experienced very much in life, and they are serving their country, and they go over, and I say they go over for long periods of time, obviously, when you go to Afghanistan. Don't know, especially if they're on the front lines, what's going to happen to IEDs, et cetera. I mean, that's part of war. But come back and then are deployed again. We have a voluntary military. So who are the people that are sacrificing and who are the people who are serving? And to me, if there is what you would call a win, a modern-day win, then I think the feeling, I guess, would be different. But so many people don't even consider it a war. And when I say so many people, it seems as though we're just sort of glazed over about Afghanistan. And do you really hear that much about Afghanistan and Iraq and what's going on? Yes, you do from time to time. Or now you'll start to hear a lot more about it because, one, the elections and the fact that they didn't go smoothly. Also, McChrystal will come back, and our lead general will talk to the guys and the women on the Hill and ask for more troops. Maybe you'll have President Obama, as has been suggested, trying to sell the war more when he comes back from Martha's Vineyard. But I think that's part of the deal. I mean, somehow you don't even really hear very much about Afghanistan, and that's too bad because we have people that are making the ultimate sacrifice, let's just say, every single day who are serving in the military, and it's pretty tough. I mean, do we go another 8 years and then we call it 16? Ooh, that's a long time. And 8 would be good because that's really what they're saying, 8 more years. That's 16 years in Afghanistan, and to walk away without a so-called win, that'd be tough. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hollow gold, the lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days aside. She'll unheath you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit problems in the side. She got better days aside.
All right, time to lighten the load. This day in history coming up includes in the 30s, Amelia Earhart, in fact, in 32, went on that 19-hour flight from L.A. to Newark, New Jersey. It made her the first woman to fly solo nonstop from coast to coast. Also, as I said, we'll talk about birthdays. I'm going to say, because now it's become a joke, so many obscure people on the birthday list, how many will you actually know on my list? I'm going to tell you a big, fat 7 people you are going to know on this list. If you don't know them, then you have no idea what's going on in the world. Like, from Meet the Press, David Gregory. Okay, who doesn't know who David Gregory is? They pump his promos of him all over the place, and you might say, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I know who he is. You might not know a lot about him. It's not about that. You know the face and you know the name. He's got a birthday. Also celebrating a birthday, former Arkansas governor Mike Huckabee with a big birthday. Not the only ones. There are assorted actors and singers on the list as well. Dave Chappelle. Anybody like Dave Chappelle? Actor, comedian? Ring a bell with anybody listening? Celebrating a birthday. Anybody know Stephen Fry? Famous actor. Maybe you don't know him. Maybe you know Steve Guttenberg. Was on Dancing with the Stars. Three Men and a Baby. Ringing a bell. Celebrating a birthday. So I just gave you a heads up on some of the birthdays that we're going to talk about. All right, let's do news you can abuse. Always some fun stuff on that. Let's go to New York first. New York strat hangers see just about everything in the subway, they say, including nude models. This was such a crazy story. Photographer Zach Heyman posed nude in subway cars. So he gives himself like 30 seconds to take 10 shots of nude models on a train because he could get busted, so everybody has to hurry up and do it, right? He keeps bail money along. He takes a lookout for the cops, and most passengers take the underground naked photo shoots in stride because they're not, I mean, New Yorkers are, don't care. They're jaded. They just, yeah, whatever. But apparently during a recent escapade, one woman screamed, an elderly man started shaking. So an exhibit of his 14 pictures, 14 of them anyway, opened the other day at the Chair and Maiden Gallery in Manhattan. I think it would be pretty funny. I guess if you didn't know what was going on, it would take you by surprise. It's like that photographer that takes nude people, you know, and it's not the same one. There's another uber famous guy, and I can't think of his name. That's how famous he is. Takes people like in a square laying down nude, and there's like hundreds and hundreds of them. And you wonder, well, do they get a permit for that? Or are they just running into the middle and he has to hurry up and snap, snap? I think he has to hurry up and snap, snap, just like this guy. Let's go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It was beer and the beer can versus a shotgun. Police in central Pennsylvania say a 72-year-old pizza shop employee managed to chase away two bandits at Six Packs on Vine. That's the name of it. The police say that the men entered the pizza place at closing time. They had a shotgun. They say the employee threw a 12-ounce can of beer at the guy with the gun, and both robbers took off. The pizza shop employee didn't know if he hit the robber, but the beer can certainly made them hit the road. Wonder why? Because it fizzed up, and they say it squirted all over when he threw it? Come on. I guess they decided to just split. I don't know. It was smart to throw something at him, maybe. But they could have certainly gone after him. How about this one from Charleston, South Carolina? A chopper went down, but it wasn't what people thought it was. They thought it was an emergency thing. Emergency dispatchers in Charleston, South Carolina got a 911 call about a helicopter plunging toward the river. But the reports are when police and firefighters arrived, they found a 2-foot-long remote-controlled model helicopter. They say there were two people who were below a nearby bridge operating the copter when it went down. Man, I don't know, Matt. Do you think their eyesight was bad? Can you tell the difference between a toy helicopter and a real one?
I think I would be able to. I think I would pass that test.
I think so, too.
With or without glasses on.
I swear, it is a giant helicopter. It's just gone down. And so I guess their phone lines blew out, but it was just a model helicopter. Must have been an incredible copter, though. Incredible design. I don't know. It wasn't that big. It was, you know, average size of a model helicopter.
Maybe these people had a couple 13, 14 beers before they were watching the game, or the helicopter.
Yeah. They imbibed too much, probably. That's what it is. I love stories like this about big fish in Atlanta, because usually, you know, that whale of a story, the fish stories, guys talk about them all the time. But a guy named Tom had really landed a 103-pound flathead catfish. Anyone ever seen one of those? While fishing on a river in Georgia, the fish is about 5 feet long, 41 inches wide, 20 pounds heavier than the official state record. The giant catfish catfish was caught by jug fishing. That's where you use hooks attached to floating plastic bottles. To qualify for state records, though, it has to be reeled in with sport fishing tackle. So the huge catfish won't count in the record books. I mean, it does in the newspapers, and the guy gets some notoriety, but it won't count in the official records, sadly, because he didn't reel the fish in. This day in history, let's proceed there. There are 129 days left in the year. Here are a couple of interesting moments like this one. In AD 79, oh, that's way back when, long dormant Mount Vesuvius erupted, volcanic ash everywhere in the Roman cities like Pompeii. 20,000 people, they say, died. Speaking of massacres, in 1572, the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre of French Protestants at the hands of Catholics began in Paris. In 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty came into force. In 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the Communist Control Act. It outlawed the Communist Party in the United States. Ooh, we know what happened after that. In 1968, France became the world's fifth thermonuclear power as it exploded a hydrogen bomb in the South Pacific. In 1989, baseball commissioner A. Bartlett Giamatti banned Pete Rose from the game for betting on his own team, the Cincinnati Reds, and many people think Pete Rose should be back in baseball, not in the game of baseball, as Nolan Ryan, the great Nolan Ryan, said to me, the guy who pitched seven no-hitters. He thought that Pete Rose should be allowed to be in the Hall of Fame, not back managing or any of that sort of stuff. In 1992, Hurricane Andrew smashed into Florida, causing $30 billion worth of damage. 43 deaths were blamed on that horrible storm. All right, birthday music, please.
I need birthday singers. Come on, people, we need birthday singers.
Actress Marlene Matlin is 44 years old. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She was Academy Award-winning actress for Children of a Lesser God. David Gregory, broadcast journalist from Meet the Press, 39 years old. Also celebrating birthday, I told you his name before, Dave Chappelle, the actor-comedian, is 36 years old. NBA player Michael Redd is 30 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Ann Archer is 62 years old. You know her from Patriot Games, etc. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee is 54 years old. Stephen Fry, the actor, is 52. From Three Men and a Baby, Steve Guttenberg is 51 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. with a big one. Well, next year's a little bit bigger. 49 years old. From She Daisy, Kristen Osbourne is 39 years old. Actor Rupert Grint from the Harry Potter films is 21 years old. Hard to believe he's only 21. Also celebrating birthday, talk show host Craig Kilborn, 47 years old. I'm going to leave you with this one from an American writer. No one knows his true character until he has run out of gas, purchased something on the installment plan, and raised an adolescent.